أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك يا الله من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم غنمنا رمضان، اللهم غنمنا ليلة القدر، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من أهل نفحات رمضان وبركات رمضان ومغفرة رمضان. اللهم إنك عفو حليم كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم استخدمنا ولا تستبدلنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، أعزنا ولا تذلنا، ارض عنا ولا تغضب علينا، اكرمنا ولا تهنا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا. اللهم نعوذ بك من السلب بعد العطاء، اللهم نعوذ بك من السلب بعد العطاء، اللهم نعوذ بك من السلب بعد العطاء. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Today we going to the journey of Ramadan, session number 3. The journey of treasure, the journey to the power. We're coming to the closer time, the end of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan, the one containing Laylatul Qadr, the one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, تحروها في الأحد, check it out, and prepare yourself and watch it in the odd nights, the 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, and wallahu a'lam. Laylatul Qadr, they translate it as the night of power, but actually Qadr meaning status, the elevated something, something is so elevated, something high. By this way, Qadr from the status, because this is the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran to mankind. And also this is the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked to the file of a human being and he decree what he want, and he forgive whom he want, he give afu to whom he want, he be pleased with whom he want. Meaning the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it bitter than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. How you know the status of Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, is better than 1,000 months. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا, the angel coming down, and Jibreel عليه السلام came down with the Quran and all the revelation before. In Quran, the message, the warning, the glad tiding, the stories, the wisdom, the guidance, the light, the criterion, the one we hear it every night, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to read it, comprehend it, to become ulul albab, the people with intellect, the people with brain, the people with high thinking, the people who think about this life and hereafter, the one gaining the success, and the real success is the pleasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenging us from the Quran. أَفَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرُ الْقُرْآنِ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Did you not comprehend the message of Quran, or your heart is sealed? cannot see, cannot comprehend, cannot see vision. Today in the Ummah, we do Taraweeh, we do Ramadan. Today, we're going to try to capture the final message I have for you and all mankind about Ramadan. We are going to see the advertising about Ramadan, the pleasure of Ramadan, the treasure of Ramadan, the value of Ramadan, the status of Ramadan, the status of Laylatul Qadr. What it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want me. Whatever, who am I? If I'm astray, come to me. I give you tawbah. I make you repent. I cleanse you. I forgive you. I open a new chapter for you. I'm so arrogant. I do not have a belief. Come to me. Knock the door of guidance. I will guide you. I commit too many sins. Have faith in me. Have faith in my rahmah, my mercy. Because my mercy wasa'at kulli shay'. It's so big, so wide, so huge, so humongous. Come. Come to me. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A chance. And we try to go through it, insha'Allah, to understand how it works by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the goal of Ramadan? Ramadan is a gymnasium, the training month. But today, may Allah forgive all of us and open for us to realize what is the value of Ramadan. One of my relatives, she called me and she asked me about, I heard so and so in the television talk about dua, supplicate, wishes. Yes, we should make dua, but dua of what? Wife, husband, car, status? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to go aim high? Because the provision of dunya we do not know, the material life we do not know. We do not know what is good for us, what is not good for us. And Allah wants us to be content, thankful. Trust, rely on Him. By this way, if I'm weak, sinner, come to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cleanse you, I open for you. I am weak, I have very bad quality. Come, but be straight, be honest. Having real heart, real wish, real will. And if you do so, and you're really honest, you will see the reflection after that, after Ramadan. By this way, you're going to get out of the gym. You're going to get out of the rehab center. And you're already cleansed, purified. Allah forgive you. Switch your lenses. You can see life in different perspective. Now you're going to the door and the journey of Akhirah, the hereafter. You try to humble yourself. You try to accumulate not, but you try to spend more. You try to be good. You try to be free from your stingy, from your jealousy, from your envy, from the oppressor, from the arrogant. And we're going to go through it now. Now, and only now, I'm gaining Ramadan. By this way, I'm getting out of Ramadan with what? With baggage, with luggage, full of goodness, full of jewelry, full of power. Power of what? My iman increase, my faith increase, my trust increase, my rely on Allah increase, my fear of Allah increase, my love of Allah increase, my loyalty to Allah increase, my understanding of the message increase. Now I can be good to myself, to my family, to society, to mankind. With my manner, with my conduct, with my sacrifice of my money and my wealth and my time and my ability. This is the message of Quran. The detail about Ramadan, the halal, haram, mustahab, makruh, what's recommended, what not, what time you're fasting, what time you're breakfasting. All this, you can buy a small booklet about Ramadan, you find everything. But what is not easy? How I live Ramadan? How I live the message? What is the message? I said it before about Laylat al-Qadr. I'm going to try to recap it quick for the benefit of everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dukhan, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, in this night Allah revealed the Quran. It is a very blessing night, the night of guidance. At this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will decree for all mankind from his own wisdom what will happen. To understand Laylat al-Qadr, we have to go back from the beginning. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created Adam, and even before Adam, let's go to one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When group of people came from Yemen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, who's Allah? Talk to us about Allah. He said, كان الله وما كان شيئا قبله. Allah was and nothing before Allah. ثم خلق القلم. And he created the pen. And by the will of Allah, the pen asked Allah, what do you want me to do? He said, write. He said, what I write? He said, write everything until ما شاء الله. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree everything and has been written in لوح المحفوظ. الكتاب المبين والإمام المبين, the mother of the book, the tablets. And we know in another hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of the meaning of, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, he took him to the kingdom of Saul. And he said, Adam, come, let me show you your progeny, the son of Adam, all mankind. And Adam find out some of them in darkness, some of them they have light or shadow light over them. He said, who is this, Ya Allah, and who does, Ya Allah? He said, the one my light touching them, these the people will enter Jannah with my rahmah, with my paradise, with my rahmah. And those who do not reach light, they will enter Jahannam, hellfire, with my judgment, with my justice. Allah, he know which soul will do what. But can we said, okay, everything is written, what do you want me to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, in many places in Quran, and the whole message of Islam is mujahada. Try, struggle, fight yourself, fight your temptation, fight the devil. And whoever sincere, he humble himself, he knock in the door of Allah, he seek guidance, he want, Allah will open. This is the whole message for Muslim and non-Muslim. Allah, he want us to try. And the success according to the amount of trying we do and the ikhlas, the sincerity of our doing. When Allah check our heart and our soul and find out we really want, we really try, Allah open and make it easy for us. It's a hadith, you heard it from me maybe time before, but for our remembering. This hadith located in Musnad al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. When one man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, حدثنا في ديننا, talk to us about our deen. الَّذِي وُلِدْنَا لَهُ The one we have been created for. وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي جَرَتْ بِهِ الْمَقَادِيرِ And the action has been written and decreed, ordained in the tablets. Or is anything we can do? He said, no, according to what is have been decreed. فَقَامَ رَجُلْ وَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَلِمَ الْعَمَلْ حِينَ إِذٍ If everything according to destiny and what is decreed, why we have to do anything? He said, أَعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌّ مُيَسَّرْ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهِ Do! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy according to what is ordained for you. ثُمَّ تَلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ And after that, he recites his verses from Surah Al-Layl, from the chapter of Layl, night. What he said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى And those who have taqwa, and giving, and generous, and kind. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى Those who are generous and have taqwa. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى And believe in Jannah, believe in Jahannam, and believe in the promise of Allah. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَ We will open for him the door of guidance, the door of Jannah, the door of paradise. The road will be clear for him to go to paradise. By this way in here, is three principles. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى He give and be kind and generous. وَاتَّقَى And have taqwa and have fear of Allah and have piety. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى And believe in the message of Allah and Jannah and the wa'ad of Allah, the promise of Allah. And this is not a talk. If you believe, you work for it. You spend, you do, you sacrifice. Because this is your place. This is what you believe. And after that, look at another part of this principle. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى And those who stingy. You see the first quality? Stingy. وَاسْتَغْنَى And he don't care. Because a stingy person doesn't care about Jannah. Deep down, he doesn't care. Because if he believe in Jannah, he will never do what he's doing. He will never be stingy. This is why one scholar, he said, the stingy is not a stingy against other. He's a stingy about himself. Because the stingy going to Jahannam, going to hellfire. By this way, what more is stupidity and blindness more than the person lead himself to Jahannam? And who said that? Allah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى And those who are stingy and deny and do not like it, do not want it, do not care for it. What is meaning? The promise of Allah. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى And he deny the promise of Allah and Jannah. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى You do that, I will open the door of Jahannam for you and will make the road to go to Jahannam very easy. Imam al-Baghawi, one of the early Imam, he said something so beautiful. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this life has only two places, either paradise or Jahannam, hellfire. And we have to choose which one. And we are ready to sacrifice, not a talk. Today we easy to talk. Ramadan is not a talk. Ramadan is a training of real purifying your soul to be ready to do. To do and give. And when a situation come, you're ready to do. And if you ask me today, our nafs is so stuck. So stuck to the point we cannot easy to give. We cannot easy to let it go. And this why we're not working so much for Jannah the way we should. Because this is, if we read all the story about the companion of Rasulullah SAW and compare between what they're doing and how they're thinking and how we're thinking, we are in big trouble. Now, we have also a hadith about when a mother have a child in his own in her own womb, and the child reach 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breath his soul, the soul arrive, join the body, and an angel come with a copy of his own destiny in his own book. And this copy containing 4 major things: his ajal, when he will live and when he die, his rizq, his provision, his action, and shaqiyan am sa'id, his belong to Jannah or Jahannam. Everything is written and put it in his own book and be tied to his neck. Now, two scholars one time sit down and argue with each other about which hadith is relevant. And one person, he recited the hadith, or he narrated the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. He said, the happy one, the one who gets a good ending, husn al-khatima, the one who died with a good ending. The another one, he tell him, he challenging him. He said, no. The happy one, the one he happy in his belly of his mom. As-sa'idu man sa'ada fi batn ummih, wa-shaqiyya man shaqiyya fi batn ummih. The happy one, the one he's happy in the belly of his mom. And the sorrow one and the loser, the one he lost it in the belly of his mom. Now all this knowledge for what? To make us fear and respect the owner. But the owner give us another knowledge now. Whatever who you claim, whatever bad who you are, whatever how much you are a sinner, whatever how much you are a disbeliever, knock on the door. Come to me. Give yourself a chance. Humble yourself. The whole topic is humble. Humble in humility. Tawadu. Okay, you make tawadu. You humble yourself. You're trying. You want. You believe in me. You trust me. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is when I read it the first time in my life. I was crying and so happy. It's the verse 39 from Surah Al-Ra'd, Thunder. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah decree what he want, erase what he want, and he have the mother of the book. By this way, mankind do not understand. Yes, everything is ordained and everything is written, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to try. Whatever who we are. And what about if I'm so pious, I'm so kind, I have a lot of piety, I have this, I have that. Thank Allah and humble yourself and use it for sabilillah. By this way, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of Qadr, the night of treasure, is one better than 1,000 months. Allah wants to see me, what I'm planning to do, what is my wishes, what I want, and what else? Something very important, extremely important. What is it? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give me a chance from his rahmah. He tell me, come to me. Come to me, try. Now, are you with me now about what meaning Laylatul Qadr? Whatever who you are, whatever how much sinful you are, whatever how much weak you are, whatever how much, whatever you know, bad manner or whatever you are, whatever how much you poor you are, weak, whatever, come to him. He's the owner of all the quality. He has the door of goodness. He has everything. Come to him. Go to him. He will open for you according to your belief, your trust, and willing to be. And this needing what? Needing to show Allah you're sincere and you have truthfulness is after Ramadan you start the action. By this way, it's easy to make a lot of dua, it's easy to make a lot of supplicate, it's easy to make a lot of wishes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't see us. From Ramadan to Ramadan, what are you planning to do? And this was the whole message about Quran and Taraweeh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, O my servant, the one who feel despair, don't despair from the rahmah of Allah. Allah forgive all the sins. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me now to change, to make a U-turn from the material life to the akhirah life. By this way, what is Ramadan? Now Ramadan, I'm getting out with a shuhna, with a charge. I used to be weak, now I'm strong. I was to be in ghafla, heedless, and sleeping. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, wake up. My nafs was high, now I humble myself. Meaning a reflection. A reflection to be pure. A reflection, be pure from myself. Pure from everything belong to me. Pure from my diseases. Pure from my attachment to material life. Now, I used to be more stingy, now become more generous. More jealous, no more kind and giving and forgiveness. More oppressor, no more kind and let it go off. Now, and this will lead us to the constitution of happiness in this life and hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He have the constitution of happiness. Constitution of happiness, you find it in Surah An-Nahl, chapter of bees. What Allah said? He said, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. What you have will be finished, diminished. And what Allah has for you will be staying. وَلَّجْدِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And those who are patient, mean patient with Allah, patient for Allah, patient toward Allah. You have patient for Sabilillah? What Allah will do? He said, I will give you a reward without no measurement. Much, much better than what you done. And after that, He shared with us the constitution of happiness. But first, when I deny material life, when I start ready to use this material life for Sabilillah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the chapter of bees, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever do good deed from male or female. And if you look at here, a lot of non-Muslim, they fighting us. They said in Islam, woman is not equal to men. No. When you look at this verse, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever do good deed, male or female. Now we are equal in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in rewarding according to our piety and good deed. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Meaning you do good deed with iman, with faith. فَلْنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We will give them a happy life. What else? وَلْنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And I rewarding them with better than what they done. By this way in here, the constitution of happiness in this life and hereafter was what? Believe and good deed. That's it. You believe, you do good deed, Allah promise you belong to me, I give you the happiness of this life and hereafter. Like one scholar, he used to teach me, is when he went to Hajj, he asked his father, and his father was a scholar. He said, when I see the Kaaba, what do you want me to say? He said, my son, ask Allah, O Allah, give me the happiness of the two life and fulfill all my need of the two life. Allahumma arzuqni sa'adat ad-darayni wa kifayat hammihima. Give me the happiness of the two life and to care about all my affair and my need in the two life. When you think about it, that's it. Iman is so beautiful. Iman give you happiness. Iman give you tranquility. Iman give you this unbelievable sakina, you know, freedom. Now, we have a notion among us. Every time we have a problem, we say, shaitan, shaitan, shaitan. The devil did it, the devil did it, the devil do this, the devil do that. Look at what Allah said in Surah An-Nahl again, the chapter of bees, verse 99. He said, he promised, Allah promised us, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Shaitan, the devil, the Satan, has no power or strength over those who believe. You see the first quality? They believe in their Lord. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And with their Lord, they have complete rely on Him. The more you rely on Allah, the more you have Iman, the more you trust Allah, now shaitan cannot get you too much. Allah promise. Because inside the Iman and rely on Allah, you will not worry about tomorrow. You will not cry over yesterday. You will not say, oh, I wish I didn't do, finished. Oh, if I can do, no. Everything in the hand of Allah. By this way, what Allah want me to do? He want me to go to the school of Ramadan to get graduated, to get elevated, to build the strength and quality. To do what? To become a professor. I enter the school sick, I came cure. I went to school ignorant, I came with knowledge. I enter the school weak, I came with strength. To do what, ya Allah? To be selfish and greedy? No. To be good to yourself, good to your family, good to the neighbor, good to mankind. Why? Because we're supposed to be the best ummah. Allah choose it. Two, spread the message of Allah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best ummah. Why, ya Allah, we are the best ummah? To spread what good, to forbid what evil, and to believe in Allah. I won't share with you many things. Time is very short, but I will try. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Anbiya, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسَ حِسَابَهُمْ. Mankind, the reckoning is coming very close. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. And they are in the heedless state, in a sleeping state. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Whatever, how much message is coming to them, they hear it and they are playing. It's a metaphor of the material life. We worry and busy, degree, money, apartment, house, car, this, that, jewelry, clothing, status, looking. And we're supposed to be the people of Akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. All of us will die. This is the difference between us and other. We know we are going to die. Meaning we're supposed to be work for after death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, He said something so beautiful. And this also a constitution of all what going on around us. وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالْشَرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We trial you with goodness and badness. Fitna. Fitna is what? A trial, examination, purification, to check us out, to see which one belongs to where. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ And toward me, you coming. Meaning we're going to go to meet Allah. Today we blame and complain about each other. But we forget. We cannot do that. Why? Because all this complaining is not relevant. Because if you look in the Quran and Hadith, you will not find any one verse or Hadith it said, oh, you can complain about so and so. And this another constitution scared me, and I saw it in my life many times. And this constitution in Surah Al-Hajj, the chapter of Hajj, verse 11. وَمِنَ النَّاسَ مَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ And among people who worship Allah in an edge, just we happy, we are, you know, we satisfied about our worship and it's okay. And what happened? فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ If Allah give him goodness, اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ He's happy with it. And he's calm. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ And if Allah give him a calamity, a trial, انقلب على وجهه He fall down over his face. خسر الدنيا والآخرة He lost dunya and he lost akhirah. He lost his life and he lost the hereafter. I see it day and night, day and night, day and night. We want to marry. We do not want to marry. We want to marry. We want divorce. We want this, but we do not like this. I like this, but I do not like... Ya Allah, we have no contentment. We have no contentment. We cannot be content. Why? The nafs is too hungry. The nafs is greedy. And this scares me even from people who worship Allah a lot. And they have knowledge. And this scares me. What's the value of knowledge if we do not be careful? I saw it. When a trial comes, we cannot take it. With our body, our spouses, whatever, we cannot take it. This is a trial. And what Allah said, those who are worship Allah in edge, Allah did not call them a mu'min. He said, those who worship Allah in edge, if they have a trial, they fall down. And you see it today. When we have dunya, we happy. And when Allah snatched dunya from us, we cannot take it. May Allah save all of us and give us the reality of iman. The one it allow us to pass the trial of Allah and may Allah make it easy for us and not make it difficult for us because He's the only one can make it easy. And after that, right away, in verse 12, يَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُ وَمَا لَا يَنْفَعُ He called somebody other than Allah. He believes a bank can help. He believes this woman can help. He believes this man can help. He believes so and so will help. He believes a degree will help. He believes apartment will help. He believes such and such country will help. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it clear. He said he go and running after those who will not helping him. Cannot give him any help. Cannot causing any harm. ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. This is the ultimate stray. How many people fight? If I just go to this country, I will be fine. If I go marry this, I will be fine. And we try to prove it has to be this way. And we fight destiny. If it has to be, it has to be. But people cannot handle that today. We keep fighting against destiny until we lose. And now we go back to the verse before. Go read these two verses slowly. 11 and 12, Surah Al-Hajj. I'm just giving you a snapshot from different area in Quran to show you. Did you leave Ramadan and you have some messages from Allah to you? Surah Al-Furqan. Look at the beginning. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Praise and the blessing of Allah, the one who revealed the Furqan, the criterion, over Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا, is a warning to mankind. Warning. This is a message now, it's tough. Warning. واتخذوا من دونه آلهة. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us, the majority of people, they deal with other and they take deity from other rather than Allah. They cannot create, and Allah is a creator. And they cannot gain anything from them. And they do not own anything. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسْهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. Verse 3, Surah Al-Furqan, the criterion. He said, they cannot own anything of life, death, goodness, helping, harm. Allah deny all this. He said, it's me. Like one scholar I was reading for him, something so beautiful. One of Allah's name, Al-Malik. Al-Malik, the king. And also Al-Malik, the owner of dominion. And he said, what's happening? He said, the problem with mankind, when we start accumulating, and Allah give us a little bit of material, we acting like a malik. We acting like an owner. And we forget we just as custodian. We just, it's almost like a rent. It's just Allah give us for some time and He will take it away. And we know that. Our life, we do not own it. Our spouses, we do not own. Even everything in earth, we do not own. We do not own anything. We're supposed to be a slave. But we're acting like that. And the more we gain, we act like a king. We act like, we start getting the disease of the heart. Now we start getting arrogant. Now it's a jealousy, stingy. All kind of diseases. Why? Because we forget, I'm not a king. Allah just give me amana, a trust, to use it and He will take it back. Wife, husband, kids is an amana. Money, amana. Life, amana. Time, amana. All this is a trust. Will be for a short time and will be gone. Do we take it this way? If we take it this way, 99%, 100% of our problem is solved. But again, we forget. He is the Malik, not me. None of us is Malik. He is the Malik. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, Antumul al-fuqara'u ila Allah. You are the poor toward your Lord Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid. Allah, He is the rich. And He is the one deserved to thanks and praiseworthy of thanks. Now, where are we from that? You see, we enter Ramadan, we do Taraweeh, we want the blessing, we make dua, Allahu Akbar, and Ramadan finish. I believe if I go to Ramadan, and none of this verse hit me, none of these verses touch me, I'm not leaving Ramadan with some constitution of messenger of Allah. What's the value? We talk about Ramadan number 2. We talk about the constitution in Surah Yunus alayhi salam. Verse 57, if my memory is still correct, about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I send you a message and wisdom and cure of what you have in your heart. By this way, the Quran is a cure, is a wisdom, is a medication, is the power, is a cortisone, is a steroid, is vitamin. But if we take it, not we take it just for a momentum, not we take it as just a temporary relief. It's not an aspirin. We take it in Ramadan and after Ramadan we stop. No. It's the way we're doing it. And please, I do not have too much time. I want to share with you a lot. I want you to go to Quran. When you read also verse 88, 89. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. In the day of judgment, when your kids, your money will not benefit you, except those who are coming with a pure heart. Is this not all Quran? By the way, what's the value if I go to Ramadan, the month of Quran, I have Taraweeh, and I came out. I do not have even one verse in my heart. One verse, I try to think about it. Please go to Surah Al-Munafiqun and read 9 and 10 and 11. Now, we talk about the message of Ramadan, Laylat al-Qadr, the status of Laylat al-Qadr, the night we should be between fear and hope, thanks and dua, supplicate, the message of Allah to have hope, hope in His mercy, hope of His forgiveness, and He give us a chance. You find salah to salah, wudu to wudu, Ramadan to Ramadan, Jum'ah to Jum'ah, Hajj to Hajj, Umrah to Umrah, good deed. What it mean all this? Allah tell you, come. Come to my business. The business of happiness. The business of freedom. The night of Laylat al-Qadr. The night of dua. To call Allah. To make tawbah. This is what Ramadan all about. Is a tawbah. A lot of people do not get it. If I'm living in haram, if I'm eating haram, if I'm doing zulm, if I'm oppressing somebody, what Allah wants? Stop it. You're supposed to stop it and promise Allah you're not going back. And you clean all this and you come. May Allah save us. This is the night to forgive people and stop any zulm or aggression or oppressor to anybody. This is the night to stop eating haram and start eating halal. This is the night to purify yourself. This is the night to get closer to Allah. This is the night to start a new life. This is the night to start the journey of happiness. This night to start the journey of humble and humility. This night to start feel like a beggar. A beggar, one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the night to divorce dunya and marry akhirah and go just for the journey after death. This is the night to promise Allah of sacrificing whatever you can because you believe in Allah, you believe in the message of Allah. This is the night of journey of sidq, truthfulness and ikhlas. This is the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala check your heart. Check what you want. What you're looking for. What do you want? What you're busy about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Saba, when shaitan, Iblis, promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deviate and destroy the people. Iblis, he said, the majority of people follow him. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, no. Those who believe in you, they follow you. Except a small group of people from the believer. Surah Saba, verse 20. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us, don't blame shaitan. Look at again Surah Saba, chapter 7, 21. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ عَلَيْهُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ Shaitan has no power or strength over a human being. إِلَّا ليعلم من يؤمن بالآخرة من هو فيها منها في شك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan only acting as decorator to the dunya. For Allah to check us out. Do you believe in my promises or you believe in shaitan? I tell you, this dunya is nothing. Don't believe in his promise, believe in my promise, Allah promise. And if you do that, you will go for akhirah. The whole thing is akhirah. If you ask me today, what is my message? Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said this in verse 21. Those who believe in shaitan, the one who have doubt about akhirah. Look at us today with the one we call ourselves Muslim. How much we believe in Jannah. How much we work for Jannah. How much we open a lot of bank account ilahi with Allah. How much we willing to sacrifice whatever we have for Sabilillah. For Sabilillah is easy word, but it's not easy to live it. May Allah make us sincere, honest, truthfulness people of living the message. And as after that, وَرَبُّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, He is Hafiz. He bear of everything, He know. And He hold everything, meaning He save it. Meaning whatever we have, in and out, He know. Today, like I tell you, I won't share with you many things, but the time is short. In Surah Fatir, chapter Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 10, He said, Man kana yuridu al-izza, whoever want the dignity and elevation and status, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. All the dignity and status belong to Allah. What it mean? You want dignity and status? Wallahi, I swear by Allah, you will not get it except with Allah. Even if you have no money and you have nothing, status is a status internal, is not outside. Car will not give it to you, house will not give it to you, bank account will not give it to you. The status when the angels call you by name and they said Allah loves so and so. When Allah called Jibreel alayhi salam, oh Jibreel, I love so and so, love him, ya Jibreel. And Jibreel alayhi salam called the kingdom of angels. And he said, oh, I'm an angel of Allah. Allah loves so-and-so and command me to love him. Oh, angels love so-and-so. Yeah, this is dignity, my brother. Dignity and status when we believe in Allah. Dignity with status when we have the pleasure of Allah. Dignity with status when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Jannah. This dignity and status. You can be dead and have no clothing and you have dignity with status. Like many companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can have everything. And you have no dignity and status. By this way, I have a lot to share with you. But I do not have to. Quran is full of messages. Go to care about Quran. Read it slowly. Find the messages. If you go to my website, I promise you. Go to the chapter of the jewel and wisdom of the Quran. Listen. Humble yourself and keep listening. Try to find out what is my message. Because I have a message for me, for you, for mankind. If we do not leave this earth with a legacy to please Allah. If we do not leave this earth with legacy for Sabilillah. If we do not leave this earth and the angel is loving us. And the earth is witness to us. What is the value? It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what you have or you do not have. It's what you have in your heart. And nothing in this earth you can have better than Iman and Yaqeen and rely on Allah. If you ask me today, this is a merchandise. You saw the stock market. You saw the economy. You saw the status of everywhere. The whole earth and the whole economy of the earth is up and down. But I said, we need the economy of the heart. We need the status of the bank account of the heart, which is Iman and Yaqeen and Tawakkul ala Allah. We need to be the owner of a message. The message of the Quran. The one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us as a job. And we become the custodian of it. By this way, the purpose of Ramadan is to generate strength and power and get closer. To do what? To leave Ramadan with a new chapter in our life. To be the people of the Akhirah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Today we are alive, tomorrow we dead. Today we have some health, tomorrow we don't. Today we young, tomorrow we old. Nothing is stay forever. Allah promise, nobody staying. and all of us is drowning in the rahmah and gift and ni'am of Allah. And by the way, take it from me, you won't see a lot of goodness and happiness in this life and hereafter. Thank Allah. Don't complain. Always have your face is happy, calm, content. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised over and over in Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you're thanking me, I will increase. And what else we can thank Allah for more than Ramadan? More than hidayah and goodness. This why, if you read the few chapter in Surah Al-Baqarah about Ramadan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end, وَلْتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, to complete the days of Ramadan, وَلْتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. In a day of Eid al-Fitr, the Eid after Ramadan is called Eid al-Fitr, the Eid of eating, because we break our fasting. But actually in the Day of Judgment, in the Kingdom of Allah, this day has another name. What is this name? It's called Yawm al-Ja'iza, the Day of the Gift. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the moment of Salat al-Eid, He said, get up, I forgive all your sins. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar over my sins. Allahu Akbar over my weakness. Allahu Akbar over the temptation. Allahu Akbar over everything I done. Because Allahu Akbar. This what Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. If you understand the day of Eid and you're still alive, you will go to Salat al-Eid crying. Crying. Thank Allah. I'm still alive. I'm a human being. Allah give me guidance. Allah allow me to fast. Allah allow me to make sajda. Allah allow me to make some charity. Allahu Akbar, ya people. This what it mean. This what it mean. And after all this weakness and sins I commit, Allah tell me, come, I forgive you, I cleanse you, I open chapter for you. This is about Zaid also. And how we thank Allah? To remember Him. Remember Him and thanking Him. And be good to others. And try to give whatever we can to show gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, in Ramadan chapter 2, Wallahu A'lam, I give a story about Suhaib al-Rumi, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I said, Suhaib al-Rumi, someone from Persia. Forgive me, I'm getting old and I'm tired. But I do not mean it. Suhaib al-Rumi is the one from Rome, or Romia, Roman. From Persia is Sulaiman al-Farisi. But for please, I'm a human being. I'm not a messenger. I'm not a prophet. I'm not angels. I make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes. I have my weakness. What you hear good from me? Alhamdulillah. Any mistake and wrong, this from my nafs and my shaitan. Take what is good and make dua for me. And what is bad and my mistakes, forgive me. Forgive me. I just have a message. I want to share with you some message before I die. To benefit myself and benefit you and benefit mankind. And this is my goal. My goal is to remember and remind you is we have a goal. We have a job to do. We are the custodian of this message. We are the carrier of this message, we like it or we don't. And the happy one, the one who carries the message the maximum you can, male or female, young or old, and try to live for it. Wallahi, it's so beautiful. You will be so happy. So happy. It doesn't matter what you have or you do not have. Just carry the message. Work for Allah, He work for you. To care about the message, He take care about you. But be honest in that. And be patient. And don't ever complain. Take it from me. Thank Allah. Thank Allah. Remember Allah. Call Him. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, You the one who erase. You love to erase our sins. Allahumma a'tiq ruqubana fi shahr Ramadan. O Allah, save our neck from Jahannam. O Allah, give us the bounty of you, give us the dignity of you, give us the strength from you, give us the light and wisdom from you. O Allah, purify our heart from material life and make us for you, Ya Allah. O Allah, guidance from you, light from you, wisdom from you, everything from you. O Allah, allow us to thank you and show gratitude to you. Make us live with shukr and hamd. Make us live with shukr and hamd. Make us die with shukr and hamd. And make us live in this life with the reality of the message. And make us real with sincerity and ikhlas and sadq. Make us real, Ya Allah. Because nothing, no quality except from Allah. No strength without Allah. No tawfiq and ability without Allah. I am weak. I'm very weak. But I believe in Allah. I trust in Allah. Whatever what happening, Allah want me to believe in Him. Whatever what sins I commit, He want me to ask Him to forgive Him, to forgive me, and give me repent. I know He want that. And if He give me goodness, I said, no, I do not own it. He give it to me. Any goodness I have, any quality, I do not have it. He give. And let me share with something with you quick before I die. The early scholar used to say something so beautiful. Don't ever forget it. It's a constitution. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْخُذُ مِنْكَ إِلَّا لِيُعْطِيكَ. Allah do not take from you except to give you. No calamity, no hardship, no minus in your beauty, in your size, in your money, in status, in anything without He give you. But in one condition, when you believe, any minus is for your goodness. When Allah close a door, He will open another door. But in one condition, when you believe in Him, when you trust Him, the more you trust Him, He will open. You won't see a lot of opening. You won't see your life change completely upside down. Have immigration with Allah. إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. I'm immigrating to my Lord. This is what Allah love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us and make us love Him and shower us with His love. Like one scholar in one of the old books, he said, Allahumma arzuqni hubbak. O Allah, give me the provision of your love. Wa arzuqni hubba man yanfa'ani 'indahu hubbak. And O Allah, give me the love of those who benefit me to love you. Allahu wa ma razaqtani mimma uhib, faj'alhu quwwatan li fima tuhib. And O Allah, whatever you provide me of what I love, make it a strength to what you love. Wa ma zawaita anni mimma uhib. And what you deny from me of what I love, اجعله قوة لي فيما تحب. Make it a strength to me of what you love. Constitution. By this way, whatever I have, it should be for His love. Whatever He denied from me, whatever He took from me, is from my love too. Everything for Him. Everything by Him. Everything for His love. Everything because He loves us. And He's so rahim with us. Allah هو البر الرحيم, the owner of goodness. هو الحنان المنان. هو أكرم الأكرمين, the most generous. هو الحي القيوم. اللهم يا بر يا رحيم, يا حنان يا منان, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا علي يا عظيم. باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت. صلي على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. اللهم بارك فينا وبارك علينا واجعلنا مباركين إنما كنا واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض وارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. وضع البركة يا ربي والقبول في كل كلمة وكل من سمعنا وكل من أرادنا بخير يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ارزقنا من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. My dear brother and sister Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a blessing and light and wisdom in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the sincerity in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sidq in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the humble and humility in everything we say we do. May Allah decorate us with all the quality and generosity and kindness in our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman and yaqeen and tawakkul and rely on Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from the love of material and decorate us with the quality from His quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live with the belief of His names and quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the maximum we can. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our shortcoming and our weakness and sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with us according to what He like and be. And O Allah, don't deal with us according to who we are. اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. And O Allah, we ask You to give us from all the goodness we know and we do not know. And O Allah, protect us from all the evil and badness, the one we know and we do not know. And O Allah, give us حسن الخاتمة يا الله. Make us get Jannah, ya Allah. O Allah, give us good ending, ya Allah. And O Allah, make us have leave in this earth a legacy for You, pure for You, to elevate Your name and spread the mercy and light and wisdom of You, ya Allah. O Allah, we just do, and we are weak and sinful and weak, and we do not deserve, but You are the one who give whom who do not deserve. Ya Wahhab, Ya Sahib al-Fadl al-Azim, Tafaddal alayna ya Rabbi, Tafaddal alayna ya Wahhab, Ya Kareem, Ya Akram al-Akramin, Ya Arham al-Rahameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakum Allah kulli khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah accept, may Allah accept, may Allah accept.